Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and our radio show is on the frequency of organs. We're going to find the frequency of organs and give you some of the frequencies that are some people have researched as well, although I generally always think it's best to find your own until the science is really perfected. And so the intention of today's show is that all the frequencies of each organ are humming in perfect health the way they should be. So before we get started, just the normal things about the school. We've got our online recording class starting in about a week and a half, a week of February 15th. If you're interested, we've got enough people to do that class now, so let me know. It's online sound healing audio production. And then we also have the online program. A good starting point is February 13th, if you wanted to jump into the online sound healing therapy and healing program. Certificate program. That's, again, Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we have our Sound Healing Certificate program going at the Institute. There's some classes you could jump into now if you're interested. For the next full semester is our summer intensive, which starts June 13th through the 25th, I think, June or 26th. And that's 2 weeks straight, day and night, if you wanted to fly in. And then if you wanted to complete the certificate program, you could either do the classes online or come back for another 2 weeks in August. And the certificate program, of course, is the first semester of the associate degree program, which the second semester will be starting in September of this year. And otherwise, I think that's about it. We have all the individual classes. You can check out our website at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can go to or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 800-9000-MIX, 800-9000-MIX. It's originally from our recording classes, but I kept it in case you don't want to have to pay. Or the local number is 415-777-2486. That's 777-2-HUM, H-U-M. So, the frequency of organs. The frequency of organs, technically, is really a bit complex. There are various frequencies associated with an organ. The first frequency associated with an organ is based on the size of the organ and the distance between the two walls of the organ at any one place. So if the organ is not a sphere, which most organs aren't, no organs are, or if it's not a cube, then there are going to be multiple frequencies based on this distance between the walls. It's called the resonant frequency of the space, acoustic frequency. This frequency can actually be figured out by dividing the distance between the organs in feet into the speed of water, which I don't have right here, but I know it's about four times the speed of sound, and the speed of sound is 1130 feet per second. So it's around 4,500 feet per second is the speed of water. I might be able to, while I'm talking here, do a search on the web and actually find speed of sound in water. Okay. So technically there's a physics formula for finding the resonant frequency within an organ. So there's going to be a resonant frequency within the heart, depending on the size of the heart, and there's going to be a resonant frequency in the liver, of course, which will be a little larger, a little lower in frequency because the organ is larger. And then the spleen is going to have a much higher frequency because of the size of that organ. So ultimately, in the book I'm working on, I want to include all of these frequencies, but I just did about an hour search on the web, and I can't find anything on the web that shows the actual size of organs so we can actually figure it out. Oh, here we go. The actual speed of sound is, let's see, in fresh water is 1,482 meters per second, let's see, or 3,315 miles per hour, but we need it in feet. I have to figure that out in feet. But 3,315 was 770 miles per hour in air. So, well, I'm not going to do the math now. We can figure it out later. If you're really interested, email me and I'll send it to you so you can figure out the actual frequency of organs if we find how big they are. So that's one frequency, and that's a very important frequency because you can actually resonate the chambers in any part of your body and any organ, and that's a pretty major resonance. There's a resonance even in the aorta. The aorta's got a pretty big tube going down, carrying the blood to or from your heart. And there's another tube, which I forget the name of, that's also carrying blood to or from the heart. And they're very large tubes. So every organ, every tube, every space, I mean, there's a resonant frequency of your toe. There's a resonant frequency of your nose. There's a resonant frequency in your mouth. I can find the resonant frequency of my mouth. There it is. So every space, whether it's filled with water or air, has a resonant frequency. The second resonant frequency in organs are based on the material of the organ. So there's actually frequencies associated with muscles, with fat cells, with bones, and with blood. Now the frequencies that, well, we'll go over these in just a minute. I've got some frequencies from some various research that we can play with, and I'll pull up my tone generator so we can make the sound of them as well. So that's the second frequency. So if your heart has a frequency based on the size of the four chambers, there's also a frequency based on the muscles of the heart. They resonate. The actual muscles resonate at a specific frequency. But to make it even more complex, there's the frequency of the cells within the heart. Cells have their own frequency. And there's been studies that have shown the frequency of cells. Actually talk about the frequency of cells in the research on the frequency of cells in the book The Field by Lynn McTaggart. And so there's another frequency. So now we have three frequencies associated with each organ. But then there's the frequency of the morphogenetic field based on the actual field that is controlling that organ. These morphogenetic fields are the new science that's explained in the movie The Living Matrix. And these morphogenetic fields are, we have pharmaceuticals that we prescribe based on an assessment done as to what frequencies you need to resonate these morphogenetic fields. And although they don't have the frequencies of these morphogenetic fields, I know that each one has its own resonating frequency spectrum. So there's a whole nother frequency thing that is controlling the morphogenetic fields and the way they speak to each other. Then there's the frequency of the chakras, which are also associated with specific organs. Of course, there's the heart chakra that is associated with the physical heart. So it gets very complex here very quickly. However, it isn't that critical, because if you transmit any frequency with a positive intention to an organ, then the intention carries the frequency of healing for that organ. So in one way, it's not even important. Let me give you an example. I saw Dr. Emoto at a talk a couple of years ago, and he showed his pancreas, and they were totally decrepit. In fact, he had been in the hospital because they were falling apart. And he said that what he thought is he's just going to use his own medicine. And he started saying to his pancreas, "Thank you, I love you," for the next 3 months. And over the next 3 months, he then showed a picture of them being completely healed. So think about it. The frequency of thank you. Thank you. Or the frequency of I love you. Okay, so try this. If you have any organs in your body that you suspect need help, whether it's kidneys because you've been in fear too much, or the liver because you've got too much stress going on. Let me pull up my chart of all the different organs here. Or the heart, because you've got too much sorrow or too much excitement going on, or too much anger in the liver. Or the spleen, because you're too worried. Then the lungs, because you've got too much grief that you can't deal with. Or, as I said, the kidneys, because you're in fear some. Then choose that organ, and right now, say to that organ, "I love you." Visualize that organ and say, you don't even have to say it out loud, just say it silently, even works. "I love you." And then say, "Thank you." I've been working on my kidneys recently, sending them love. Now, what's interesting is what we'll do now is to also send them a frequency. You know what I'd like to do before we do this, though? Let's take a little musical break, and I want to play a song that is about emotional stress release. It's called ESR, and this song is about releasing emotions that cause stress in organs, and it's actually a homeopathic or quantum field from nutrienergetics for releasing stress. So check out this song and hold this energy of releasing stuck emotions in each organ in your body. stress release. You know, when you transmit a frequency to an organ, you're doing two basic things. The first thing you're doing is you're transmitting energy to that organ. Sound is simply energy. Even when it's not done out loud, it's energy. But when it's not done out loud, it's especially transmitting energy. That's the most basic positive aspect of sound, is it's a transmission of energy, just like waves flowing through the air. In fact, that's what it is. It's waves of energy flowing through the air or water into the organ. So it's actually feeding the organ energy. The other aspect, though, is by vibrating the organ, you are massaging it. And you know how a massage feels. It really feels good. And generally, it's good for organs to be massaged. There's another aspect, and that's that simply that the organ is being recognized. Often what happens is when we're just cruising through our day and any emotion comes up, well, that emotion actually has a frequency to it. We've talked about frequency of emotions a lot. Say you've got a fear going on for whatever reason, or fear or worry. They're very similar sounds. Fear and worry are kind of like, fear is like, worry is like, Well, you are transmitting a frequency similar to that, to your organ. So just imagine having that sound coming in your ears all day long or part of the day. It's annoying. It breaks your system down. It's not harmonious. It's actually not a pure sine wave, and it's not a consistent tone. It's an oscillation. It's like it's not settling. So that's what's going on but the second you start paying attention to that organ, just the simple act of paying attention to it means that you're resonating a caring frequency to that organ. And a caring frequency sounds like something like that. Something like that. Okay? So if we actually now transmit the actual frequency of the organ, let's look at some of the frequencies of the organs here. A lot of these frequencies came from Barbara Hero and from other research I've done from other people in the field. So if we're to look at the kidneys, we have the actual resonant frequency of the kidneys, and I don't know exactly how she found these frequencies, so we're just going to wing it here. Let me put in the kidney frequency. The frequency for kidneys is 319.88 hertz. Okay, so I'm going to play that in my tone generator and sing it to you. Okay, everybody, tone along with me if you can. If not, do it silently. Okay, now take this frequency and tone this frequency to your kidneys for all fear that they've had to deal with. Poor kidneys. Jeez. All the fear. Tone this frequency and at the same time transmit love to your to your kidneys on this frequency. Tone. amazing what it does. I get chills in my chills in my kidneys when I do that. Chills in my kidneys. It's amazing. It just feels like they're just so happy when they do that, because they're getting a consistent, loving tone, as opposed to all this fear and worry that they get sometimes. I admit it. Okay. Occasionally. Okay, now let's do the liver. Okay. Here's 317.83 hertz. Let me type it in. 317.83 hertz. Okay. So here we'll now transmit healing energy with love to the liver. My kitty's right here, and she really loves these frequencies. To all the anger that liver has had to deal with. This is the antidote. Write these frequencies down. There are free tone generators and signal generators. I think if you do a search for signal generator, you can get a free one. For the Macintosh, there's the NCH, N is a Nancy, CH tone generator, and it's free, and that's what I'm using right now. And there's, I know there's ones for the PC that are free as well, and you can simply type in these frequencies and play them, and then tone along. It's especially helpful if you tone with them, instead of just playing them on the body, because it's always better when you vibrate it from inside. Okay, let's do another one. Here's the lungs. The lungs are a resonant frequency of 220 hertz. Okay, so here's 220 hertz. The lungs are often dealing with grief. Okay, so any grief they've ever had and any bad air we've had to deal with, we're now going to send this clearing, loving frequency of 220 hertz to the lungs. The intestines. Seems like often a lot of problems get held in the intestines. I don't know what emotions associated with this, but it's 281 hertz is the frequency from Barbara Hero here. 281 hertz. And we'll put that in and send that frequency with love to all of our intestines. Frequency of muscles, 324 hertz. So if you have any sore muscles anywhere, focus on those muscles and transmit love along with this frequency to those muscles. Thank you. say pure tones, like from a tone generator, aren't that healing because it's not alive like we are. That's why it's really important also to tone along with that frequency. We'll just do this one real quickly. This is the frequency of the adrenal glands, 492 hertz, 492.8 hertz, that is, 492.8, okay. Need that one from being burnt out. The adrenals really get burnt out when you're overwhelmed. Okay. So these are, you know, specific frequencies, but you know what? You can find these frequencies yourself, a frequency that works for each organ. You don't have to have these numbers. You can just intuit it and find it for yourself. And this is really the best way to do it, I think. Okay. And that is to simply intuit what the frequency is. Now, one way to do this is to do a frequency sweep in with your voice, or you could do it in your head. What I mean is this. It's like, let's look at the frequency of the heart, the physical heart. Okay, so if we did a frequency sweep, let me find the frequency of my heart. I'm put your hand. Well, I'll have you do it in a second. I'll put my hand on my heart, and I'll do a frequency sweep until it feels like I'm resonating my heart. And we're not talking about love here, although it's pretty closely associated. We're just doing the physical resonance of the heart. Okay. Ooh. Resonates a lot right there. So put your hand on your heart. You may not feel very much, and this is very subtle, very subtle. You almost have to just kind of guess which frequency is the best one. And do a frequency sweep until you find the frequency that is best for your heart. I'll be quiet. I'll do it silently so you guys can find it on your own. Once you find it, send love to your heart through that frequency. Wow. Wow. Getting big time chills on this one. Really big time chills. Wow. I think whenever you get people focusing on the heart with love in a group of people, it's like the chills are exponential, because then you get that feeling from all the people that are doing it that you're connected to, even if you're connected to them like we are right now. Even when we're not in the same room, on the quantum level, we're still connected. Okay. It's really nice. So you can do this for every organ. Whenever you have anything going on, you can simply do it, find the frequency of that organ just by doing the frequency sweep. And eventually, or maybe already, you can just go right to the frequency. Spirit just says, no, this is it. And then if you really want to get some help, ask like an archangel, like Michael or Gabriel. Michael's a good one for the heart. But ask, you know, different beings of light to help you find it. And often, you'll just go, oh. You'll hit a frequency when you're doing the frequency sweep, and it's almost like that being is whispering in your ear. That's it. Okay. It's really cool when you can open up that channel and just get them to help you with what frequency that organ needs. Okay. Now, there are a lot of frequencies that people have researched out there. There's also the frequencies, the cymotherapy frequencies. And what they do in cymotherapy, which actually is a treatment we do with the Cymo 1000, is they have five frequencies for each organ and for each thing going on in your system. So if we look at the frequencies here, let me find them of the different organs. Oh, not there. Where are they? Physical. Oh, I thought I had them pulled up. I did have them pulled up, but they've disappeared. Let's see here. Well, while I'm looking for this, I've got a song to play for you. This is a new song by NutriEnergetics that is based totally on the heart. And it's specifically the frequency of the morphogenetic field for the heart. So if you will, Seth, go ahead and play the song, The Heart, and focus on your heart while listening to this song. there's another way to find frequency, or I should say there's another association that we share at the Institute. It's actually based on the voice bio. They have different pitches for different organs. In fact, they say the heart is associated with a sharp in your voice. So if you want to resonate the harp, then you actually will tone a sharp. And so there are different organs that have different notes. The brain is an F sharp, and see what else. The colon and large intestines are B. That's maybe why I really like the key of B. And then the adrenals are D sharp, and kidneys are left kidney is D and right kidney is C sharp. It's interesting. And your thyroid is C. Okay. So there are different notes as well. I think there's a lot more research that has to be done on all of this, and we really want to do a lot of the research at our institute once we get our funding next week. So we'll have more information on this as we go, because I think a lot of this, once it really gets cleared up, is really the new science of health and healing, and you know, it's a way to really make it so that all of us can heal ourselves, because that's the ultimate goal, is to get to the point where we can all just use these frequencies at home and just work on organs and immediately just take care of them. Okay. Now, besides frequency of organs, another thing that's really interesting is the frequency of endocrine glands. And what I'd like to do right now with you is a little meditation on the pineal gland. Various people, including Tom Kenyon, has said that the pineal gland is actually made of crystals, which means that it's really a resonant frequency. And a lot of people also say that the pineal gland is what connects us to spirit. It's kind of the portal to spiritual energy. So what I'm going to tune in and see if I can find intuitively the pineal gland. So tune in to the pineal gland, which is kind of right in the middle of your head, in your whole head. And if you're familiar with it, tune into it and see if you can find it. I'll find it myself. And the frequency that comes to me is like, so if you will, tone that frequency with me, and if you can't do it out loud, do it in your head, and see if we can activate the pineal gland, which will get us really high, really connected to spirit, and open up the whole channel. So our intention is to open up the channel to spirit while we're doing this. Okay, let's do it for about a minute here. If you have an organ with a disease, or know anybody that's got an organ that's got a disease going in it, resonate the frequency of the organ, because then it gives it more energy to help it do its own healing. Okay? Probably one of the biggest problems is fear. in many different levels. Fear of not being good enough, fear of many, many things come through and really hurts, I think, all of our organs besides even the kidneys. So what I want to end with is a song that we just did called Overcoming Fear. It's another nutri-energetic song. And go ahead and take this energy of all organs humming to the right frequency in harmony to each other perfectly. Take that energy into the night and hold it. And then through the rest of the weekend. And then through the week, all frequencies of all organs humming perfectly, and help them along if you need to. And then through months, years ahead, imagine lifetimes ahead of all these organs in perfect harmony. Thanks. Take care. This is Overcoming Fear. Hello. Overcoming fear. Overcoming the fear of it not playing. If you're there, Seth, go ahead and play Overcoming Fear. Hello. And we will make the sound of overcoming fear until the song starts playing. There, Seth. Go ahead and play Overcoming Fear. Please. Hello.